Philistines drew near to battle against Israel. But the Lord thundered with a great thunder on that day upon the Philistines, and discomfited them, and they were smitten before Israel. Amen. And the men of Israel went out of Mizpah, and pursued the Philistines, and smote them, until they came under Bethcar. Then Samuel took a stone, and set it between Mizpah and Shen, and called the name of it Ebenezer, saying, Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. So the Philistines were subdued, and came no more into the coast of Israel. And the hand of the Lord was against the Philistines all the days of Samuel. Open up in a word of prayer. Lord God, I thank you for this time that you've given me here to share my testimony and show how far you've taken me, Lord God. And I pray for this church, Lord God, that you would bless it, Lord God, and that later on tonight we would hear Brother Paul preach your word faithfully, Lord God, and that you would fill him with your Holy Spirit, Lord God. Thank you, God, in Jesus' holy name I pray. Amen. Okay, so one of the great things about being a Christian is that you can share your testimony. You can share, you know, hitherto hath the Lord helped me, like Samuel said, you know. Over here in the story, you know, we have the Philistines, which are, you know, one of the main enemies of Israel. And, you know, they tried to come against the Israelites, but the Lord thundered with a great thunder, it says. And, you know, and the Israelites chased the Philistines all the way under Bethcar, you know. And then Samuel, he took a stone and he named it Ebenezer, and he put it between Mizpah and Shen, just to show how far the Lord has helped him, you know, how far the Lord had helped the Israelites. And, you know, one of the great things is that as Christians, we can get up and share how far the Lord has helped us, you know. You know, Paul, when he was talking to King Agrippa in Acts 26, you know, he had the opportunity to get up and show how far the Lord had helped him, you know, what God had done with him. You know, Acts 26, it says, Then Agrippa said unto Paul, Thou art permitted to speak for thyself. Then Paul stretched forth the hand and answered for himself, I think myself happy, King Agrippa, because I shall answer for myself this day before thee, touching all the things whereof I am accused of the Jews. So Paul said, I think myself happy that I, you know, that I have the chance to share my testimony, that I have the chance to show what God has done for me, that I have the chance to show how God has taken me for a light to the Gentiles, that God has taken me and used me as a minister to preach the gospel, you know. So, you know, Saul, he was persecuting the church before, but then he explains how Jesus Christ came to him. You know, he was a Pharisee of the Pharisees. He was very zealous, trying to kill Christians, but Jesus Christ appeared to him on the road to Damascus. Right. And, you know, he said, it says, saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And, you know, He told him, you know, it's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. You know, it's hard to resist the Holy Ghost when he's urging you to get saved. You know, it's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. But he says right here, but rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen, and of those things in the which I will appear unto thee. You know, and Saul and Paul, you know, his name was Paul. After a while, he changed it from Saul to Paul. You know, he was a very good Christian. He was used very greatly by the Lord. You know, and he got to get up and speak to King Agrippa and show him, you know, how the Lord used him. You know, and he showed like that how the Lord appeared to him on the Damascus Road. You know, he actually saw Jesus Christ. You know, but you know, I can relate with Paul in that I think myself happy that I'm able to get up here and share my testimony. You know, I was I grew up in a Christian home. You know, my mom was a Christian, my dad wasn't, but I went to church, went to a Southern Baptist church when I lived in Italy. Then when I moved here, I went to I was in a church. It was a heretical church. It wasn't teaching you the right things, but I was in church nevertheless. You know, my mom would teach me about the Bible when I was a young boy, but until I was 16, just a couple weeks away from turning 17, you know, nobody had sat down and showed me how I could know for sure that I was going to heaven, you know, and, you know, just going to church, not really being sure what it meant that Christ had died for me. And around the time when I was 15, I got really scared that I had committed the unpardonable sin, which is written in Matthew chapter 12, you know, the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost. And I got really scared that I had committed that sin. So I actually went to my grandpa, who used to be a pastor. You know, he helped me out and tried to show me why I hadn't committed the unpardonable sin. But it went on for about a year and a half, and I was just trying to make sure that I hadn't committed that sin and that I still had a chance to go to heaven, because at that time I thought that going to heaven was something I had to work for. I just wanted to make sure I still had a chance to go to heaven. I wasn't sure if I wanted to work to go to heaven yet, which is what I thought, which is completely false. But it went on for about a year and a half, and then I started
investigating, you know, how to get saved, you know, what salvation is. And immediately, right off the bat, if you look on the internet for how to get saved, which is what I did, because I was a bit ashamed to go and ask people, and I know this was wrong, but I was a bit ashamed to ask people, you know, what must I do to be saved? But right off the bat, if you go and look on the internet, you're going to get all sorts of things on how to get saved. You know, some people say you need to be baptized. The one that really bothered me are these people that say you need to repent of all your sins to be saved. You know, anybody here know who Ray Comfort is? Ray the Master? Anybody? Well, he's he's this guy who gets up and he goes in the street and he goes up to people and he says, "Well, have you ever told a lie before? And what does that make you?" And they say, "A liar." He goes, "Well, have you ever stolen something before? What does that make you? A thief?" And just all these things. And then at the end, he says, "Well, you know, Jesus Christ paid for your sins on the cross, but there's something you need to do. Actually, there's two things you need to do," is what he said. He said, "You need to believe on Christ and you need to repent of all your sins." Now, he says repent of all your sins means you turn from sin, you know, turn from all your sins. And I read one of Ray Comfort's things, actually, and, you know, I thought there's no way I can turn from all my sins. You know, I can try as hard as I want, you know, but, you know, the Bible says that the carnal mind cannot subject itself unto the law of God, you know. I mean, there was no way I could repent of all my sins. And I mean, this was bothering me very much. But thank God I came across a website called JesusSavior.com by David J. Stewart. And as I was investigating the website, I saw this interesting picture. And it had the Pope with a statue of Mary. And the Pope was standing by the statue of Mary, worshiping it. And on this picture, it said, "How do you obtain salvation?" Now, by this picture, there it was written like, not by Peter, not by Mary, not by penance, not by confession, not by holy water, not by incense. But at the very bottom, this is what really made me notice this thing. It said, not by repentance of sins. You know, it said, not by repentance of sins. And that was very surprising to me because what I had seen on the internet was that you got to repent of your sins to be saved, you know. But, and then right under that, it has my favorite verse in the Bible. It's one of my favorite verses. I quote it to almost everybody that I talk about soul winning. It's Acts 16, verses 30 and 31. And right under there it said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." And, you know, that, and this made me click on that link. And David J. Stewart, the creator of this website, he just explained that salvation is by faith alone. It's not by repenting of your sins. It's just by believing on Jesus Christ. Because, you know, he's the one who paid for our sins. And, you know, you don't have to do anything to earn your salvation. It's just believe on Christ. It's not any of this repent of your sins heresy, you know. And so I actually got saved by reading at David J. Stewart's website, you know. I just saw that salvation was by faith alone. You know, I saw that you can never lose your salvation. And, you know, I believed on Christ, you know. And then after this, I was in a church actually that was teaching that you need to be baptized to be saved. Now, that is a very, like, grievous heresy, of course. So I noticed this after, like, 5 months of being saved, I think. So then I left that church, got into about another watered-down church. They weren't saying you need to be baptized to be saved, of course. But I was in that church for a while. And I started listening to Pastor Stephen L. Anderson from Faith Word Baptist Church. I started listening to a lot of his sermons. And his sermons are really great because they really motivated me, you know, to clean up my life, to get out the sin out of my life, you know, and to seek a good soul-winning church, you know. And then within about 8 months of listening to Pastor Anderson's sermons, I came across Bay Area Baptist Church in Newark. So I went over there. I started soul-winning, you know. Assistant Pastor Stephen Miller, he took me out soul winning, you know, really helped me out a lot. Pastor Jeremy Stalnecker over there, he helped me out a lot too with questions I had. And then, you know, met Paul over there and went soul winning with him, you know. And, you know, soul winning will really help you to learn the Bible, you know, because when you're outside preaching the Bible, that's going to make you learn the Bible better, just naturally. So you know, I've gotten into soul winning now, and it's very good to just step back and tell people, you know, hitherto hath the Lord helped me, you know. And then so if I could offer any advice, you know, first of all, advice to people who aren't saved. I think everybody in here is saved already, but if anybody in here is not saved, you know, it's very easy to be saved, you know. At the end of the service, if you're not saved, I doubt anyone here is not saved, but, you know, come up to me, come up to Brother Paul, come up to one of us, and we'll show you that, you know, salvation is by faith alone. The Bible says, "He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life." It's as simple as just believing on the Son, you know. And then, but as for the As for the people who are saved, I offer this advice, is to get out there and earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints, like Jude said, because, you know, there's lots of heresy going around. I mean, even in independent fundamental Baptist circles now, you're finding this repent of your sins to be saved heresy. I mean, that is complete garbage. That is work salvation. Just put wrapped up in a pretty package just to try to disguise it. But that is work salvation. And, you know, I exhort you to, you know, fight the good fight, lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Like Paul said to Timothy, you know, fight the good fight. I mean, there's a battle going on out there because a lot of people are trying to pervert the gospel of Jesus Christ. And, you know, I just very happy that I was able to come up here and share my testimony. Again, I want to thank Brother Paul for letting me get up here and show some verses from the Bible and show how much the Lord has helped me. We'll close in a word of prayer. Lord God, I thank you for this time that you've given me to come up here.